She brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hey, welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host. Benny, did you have a nice Halloween weekend?
I did. I don't know if you guys remember, last Friday we had a costume contest here at the radio station. And of course, a number of people participate because we're, you know, a group of four other stations here at Sandusky. So I dressed up as a Hooters girl. Didn't win anything. I was kind of bummed.
Benny's got nice legs.
Thank you.
Man, I'm telling you, I was a little insecure about how nice your legs look.
Well, thank you. I do have long limbs.
You do?
My arms are long, my legs are long, but I have a small little torso. But just the way things work out, I guess, you know, whoever is the creator of that. So anyways.
So did you win?
I did not. But you know what? Great other costumes around. We actually had someone that dressed up as like, a Jelly Belly. Like a bag full of Jelly Bellies, which ended up getting third place. So, Lindsay, congratulations to her.
Wow.
We also had, there's two guys here. I will say there's two black guys, and there's only really two of them that work for the station, and they dressed up as each other because they almost look identical. Like, they confuse everybody anyways. Like, one's Lester, one's Bruce. And they've gotten it a number of times on one being called one or the other. So, they're like, we should dress up as each other.
Oh, how funny.
They ended up getting second. And it was great because they both acted exactly like each other. Yeah, it was fantastic. And a lot of people were like, what's different about you today? And they're like, what's up? You know, one has a little bit of facial hair. The other one doesn't have any. And so then, of course, Bruce shaved his off and Lester added some to his face.
Oh, funny.
Whereas me, even also, I was a Hooters girl. So I had to shave off all my, you know, beard action. And I'm kind of, I'm missing it. Feeling a little colder this morning, too. But it all works out.
So who won first? I got to know.
Mason, who is one of the on-air talent for Movin' 92.5. She does afternoons. And so she ended up winning for like a head on a platter in a freezer. So she had a big cardboard refrigerator around her, and she painted up her face like it was, you know, a dead face and the head in a freezer.
Wow.
So you open up the freezer door, and there she is.
Wow.
I know, wild and wacky around here.
Well, you know, I like Halloween.
I know. Well, we go crazy around here, too, for the radio station. Because for some of us, you know, we have a lot of creativity.
I was out of town, so.
Oh, well, what'd you end up doing?
I actually really hung low. I actually went to a party, but I just dressed up as a witch.
A witch? Mm. Oh, okay. Was there any directional east, south,
west? Yeah, I went around reading people's fortunes throughout the party. They loved it.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I just used a regular deck of cards because, you know. Fun is fun.
All right. Sounds good.
So, yeah. So I had a lot of fun and really low-keyed it because I've been at an intensive workshop. So I'm still transitioning back to Earth.
Okay.
Yep. I went up. And, in fact, I'm going to have the founder of Warrior Sage on my show next week. I'm very excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. So Satyan Raja will be here next week, but I'm going to share some of my experiences because, you might hear it in my voice. I don't know. I'm still vibrating at a really high level.
Just a little bit.
You know, when you go into these workshops, there was 180, 190 people in this workshop. This is the most intense workshop I've ever done. All right. So I don't want to tell a whole lot about it because I am going to have Satyan on next week. But
give us a little tease.
I am going to give you a little tease because it really is. It's kind of changed my life. When I had to physically get ready to go on this workshop.
Really?
Yeah. And the workshop's up in Canada.
Okay.
We had to be there by 6 o'clock on Friday night.
That alone is a trek in itself these days.
They do take your cell phones. Yeah. And your car keys.
Those are like the two major forms of communication for me. Driving and talking to someone on the phone.
Yep. They take your cell phones.
And my internet.
And they take your... And there are no clocks in the bedroom. There are no clocks anywhere to be seen.
Casinos do that.
And, yes, but this was not a good
thing.
However,
just making sure.
I did hit the lottery.
See? I knew it comes around.
The spiritual lottery.
Good.
So it was really, really, you know, I knew, but I also knew that I needed to get myself physically ready for it. You know, and I like my coffee in the morning and, you know,
Your little routine.
I'm not a vegetarian. I eat you know, I need a lot of protein in my diet. So
beef.
I eat meat. Yeah. But I had to cut all that out.
Chicken.
Cut
pork.
All that out. And
really?
Milk, and the coffee withdrawals were really difficult.
You were explaining that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was the most difficult. Cut out all the wine. No wine. No, you know, all my, my glitches. So I got myself physically ready, and I'm really
good.
Thankful I did because it was intense. But I went in with a goal. And whenever I, I will tell my listeners this as well. I'm going to tell you the story of what I went in to this workshop with. But I am going to be opening up the phone lines today. So I did want to tell everybody, because I have had so many psychic hits since I have gone on this spiritual retreat. I'm starting to scare myself a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's like sometimes I will take and eat meat and drink coffee and stuff like that just because it becomes a little bit overwhelming for me. But now I'm ready for it. It's good. It's all good. So I am going to be taking calls today. If you've got something going on in your life, hey, we're here to help. We like to give you a gentle way of looking at it because that's what I do for a living. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. And we will be taking calls today. If you'd like to call, and I have my cards with me, so be happy to do an inspirational tarot card or help you just turn your energy in any way we can.
And the lovely, vivacious, returning Vanna White to my phones would be Johnny. So thank you very much for filling
in. Yes, I got my girl Johnny here today.
Mm-hmm. She's got my back too.
So you call in, and Johnny will be here taking the calls, and she's always here, ever lovingly supporting me. I don't know what I would do without her. So I went on this workshop, and I went with one goal. And it's pretty much the same goal that that I've had for the last 25 years. It's kind of been a mission of mine. And I've never really shared it, but it became so clear to me in this workshop how powerful that I was able to accomplish this, that there really are no words. I'm still really very sensitive about everything that I experienced, and it was really, truly a great experience, and I think I found my new spiritual spa for at least once a year. But because I will be going back, but it is intense, and it isn't for the weak at heart. You do, it's physically you're working your little tail off for 5 days.
Five straight days.
Yeah. From like 6 in the morning till 11 at night.
Got a lot of, I envy you completely.
It's really something. No, seriously. And I know if my friends who are, you know, who are listening, who have gone to this, they're going, oh, don't say too much. I go, I'm not going to say too much, because it really is something that somebody has to want to go. And it is the Warrior Sage Workshop. It is. I went to the one in Vancouver, actually in White Rock, just across the border there. And like I said, there was no phones. They take those away. But I got to tell you, they take away your cell phones, but you don't want to talk to anybody. I will tell you, you really get in your own world, and they feed you all vegan food, very healthy. So I ate stuff I had never eaten before, but I actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about that whole squash thing. Sorry.
Yeah, my sister's into that, and you know, it's some adjustment period, but you know, I get used to it.
It's fine.
But
you know,
Johnny, you're gonna have to grab your microphone.
Your
reaction is just priceless over there. Come on, pull that bad boy up there. All right.
I just love the whole.
I wonder what the people are thinking. They're watching me on camera. You can see my. I went, ooh, the squash thing. But my boyfriend loves butterscotch soup, mm-hmm. and I actually.
Well, this is the perfect time for it.
Yeah.
All the squashes and gourds and all the other.
So when I got back, he wanted to know all about it. I go, okay, I'm going to tell you something. And he says, what's that? And I go, I ate butterscotch soup. And he goes, wow, how'd you like it? I go, well, you know, it's okay, but it's a texture thing.
Oh, okay.
It's thick.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a different texture.
It's just like a step down from like liquid pudding, right?
It's like tofu.
It's about that. I think I'm right.
Seriously. Okay, but I had never had tofu. Well, I had tried tofu in the past, mm-hmm. you know, but okay, don't laugh, I swear. It tastes like chicken.
Well, it should. It could be flavored.
It was really good.
See?
I actually really liked it.
That's the whole point about it.
You know, I come from a meat and potatoes background. You know, I mean, this is how I was
raised.
Three
squared meals a day.
Yes. So, but I loved breakfast. It was my favorite meal of the day because I'm an oatmeal girl. So that was no hardship for me. But they have no salt and pepper on the table. There's, you know, no sugar, no milk. Oh, you eat your oatmeal plain. Plain.
Nothing on it.
Well, I put honey. They gave me a little thing of honey.
Oh, so then they did add something
yeah.
to it.
So I actually got to where the first day I wasn't really gelling with the diet, all right? But the more I got into the workshop, the more the food started tasting fantastic. I don't know. Maybe it was me. Maybe I was growing.
Could be you.
I was evolving. Because
oh, you're very,
I got,
very hungry.
I got to where
That's true.
I started eating things that I had never eaten, and I was like, wow, this is the most fabulous meal. You know, even beans, which, no, I don't do a whole lot of that either. But I really actually started really enjoying everything that I was eating. Mm-hmm. And I can see now why I had to go through the process of this pure food that they were, because it's vegan. There was no cheese, no eggs, no nothing. So I can see why. But when we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. But when I come back, because I didn't want to have an interruption when I tell you what my goal is, because I'm going to tell you what my goal was. Not only am I going to tell you, I found it. 25 years of looking for it, and I got more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Pass the peas like you used to say.
Welcome back. Pass the peas, what?
I don't know what else James Brown says during that, but it's better than squash, right?
Gosh.
So that's the best I can come up with.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, one of the things that I you know, learned, and I'm talking about the Warrior Sage Illumination Intensive Workshop that I did this last week for 5 beautiful days. And one of the things that we were primarily focused on was listening. And, you know, I got a really good lesson in listening about 15 years ago when I worked for the city of Bellevue. I worked for Parks and Recreation. And I worked in the developmentally and the physically challenged Parks and Recreation at the Big Log Cabin there on Bell Red Road.
Cool.
Yeah, I was the administrative assistant. I actually loved the job. But one of the things that the job taught me that I wasn't expecting to learn and didn't really ever realize I had a problem with it until I got to work there is learning to listen. Because a lot of the developmentally challenged cannot speak articulately. And so one of the things that I noticed while working there was that everybody would say to them constantly, what? And you could see them getting frustrated.
Yeah.
You could feel them getting frustrated. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man. So I kind of like made it my thing. I'm like, I am going to figure out how to never say what to them and listen to them very intently.
And give them the opportunity and the time for.
Right.
Right.
And you know what? It really taught me a lot. It really taught me a lot about listening. Because basically what I did was if I'd see him coming, I'd literally take a deep breath and slow way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just literally focus on them and watch them too. Because often, even if you don't understand what someone is saying, you're going to get a feel for it.
Sure.
If you're really listening and you're not, you know, thinking about what your next thought is going to be or worrying about, you know, if you're going to be able to get your point across, which, you know, we all like to do.
Sure.
But if you really just slow it down and you stay focused right there, it's amazing how much more you hear. And it got to where I was known in the city for this because it got to where the participants would just drag people up to my office and say, Don will know what I'm saying
right,
because nobody else can speak my language. And so I really learned fabulous listening skills thanks to these wonderful, wonderful, you know, beautiful people. And not to mention all the fun I had with Special Olympics. It surely was a great time in my life. But listening is something that I also had to really focus on through the course of this workshop this last week. And I was quite amazed at just how much in the beginning I was preoccupied and how I had to really center myself to become very focused and literally put my needs aside to be able to just focus on that person sitting in front of me who, you know, really needed my time and energy. And this is a big part of this workshop, but I had promised you that I went in there with a goal, so I'm going to tell you. For 25 years, I've been studying spirituality, and I like to turn every stone, and I've been trying to get to the top of my mountain. And you know, one of the things that I discovered in this workshop is that I've always been standing on top of my mountain with all the crap below me and everything. This is my mountain; it's my crap, and boy, do I own it. But I wanted to see if it was possible. If it was possible to remember that first breath, I wanted to see if it was possible for me to go back and remember what it felt like to be innocent, to be pure, without, see, it even chokes me up talking about it because I think that conditioning weighs on us heavily at times and a lot of our persona and mannerisms, and I'm speaking from myself here, I don't want to project onto anybody out there, are things that were taught to me. They're not things that I was born with. I didn't bring them in this lifetime. And they've actually served me well. But I now call them my treasure chests. And I got a few treasure chests now going on inside of me. So I went in and I organized all of that because I needed to look at all of that in order to remember to get to my first breath. So I now, Benny, have a treasure chest of anger. If I ever need it, I could go to it.
Sure, sure.
And I've got my beautiful treasure chest of fears. If I ever need fears, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got treasure chests of sorrows and insecurities. And I've got all these beautiful treasure chests that are all these beautiful treasures that hundreds and thousands of souls had gifted me along my journey. Gifted to me. And I lovingly took them on. But at some point, I realized that they were stopping me and perhaps I had outgrown them and I don't really need them. So through this intensive workshop, I actually was able to organize a lot of those thoughts and feelings and to release them. And in doing so, I went on the journey to find my first breath. And it's not an easy journey because you're going in. And I don't know if anybody's ever done some deep meditation or contemplation around your journey where you have to go and discover aspects of yourself, because our body is a memory. It does hold on to absolutely every single thing that we put into it, thoughts, food, feelings. And I believe that it is possible to be able to go on such a journey, even though I've been searching for it for 25 years. But I will tell you that in that 25 years, I also released a lot of treasures that I had picked up along the way that no longer belonged to me. And I lovingly thanked the sender of them or whoever gave them to me. Because what I learned is if you want to remember your memories, and especially me, if I want to remember mine, I must go in there with a loving journey. No expectations, just a loving journey. And as I walked in through this journey and began to see this, I will tell you that I was able to get to my first breath. But they gave me something more. And when I say they, I mean my spiritual helpers or, you know, who are helping me lovingly on this journey and this beautiful life. Is they showed me where I came from. Now, I wasn't prepared for that. I was just trying to remember the purity of myself in the first breath. And I wasn't prepared for a direct experience to connect completely with the God I am. And they lovingly took me on this journey. And on this journey, they showed me going through this tunnel once I had gotten to the first breath. And all of a sudden, I could see my goddess body. The tunnel was kind of dark, and I'm traveling through it. Kind of looked like a womb, but I wasn't sure, and I wasn't having any thoughts. I was just simply paying attention. And all of a sudden, I could see my goddess body laying down. I'm like, oh, there's my body. And pretty soon, my body became petrified, and then it just melded into the earth. And then there I was, out there, touching all of you. And we're all touching each other. And it was such a beautiful journey. And I had seen many things in this journey that I had never, ever stopped and paid attention to. You know, shame on me. I mean, sometimes it takes something like this to really, you know, stop me and get me to pay attention. And I don't mean shame in a bad way. I mean, I just, you know, it just wasn't where my attention goes. And sometimes we get busy in life, and that's just the way it was. But I will tell you, I will look at the world completely different now. I understand Rumi wholeheartedly. I will never take his poems for granted again. And I see things and colors and messengers everywhere. They're everywhere for us. They're not just sometimes here. They're always here. And that is a truth. And it's not just my truth. It's a truth that I was shown. And it was a beautiful journey. So thank you for listening to that. We're going to take a short break. I am opening up the phone lines. So if you would like to call in and you'd like to share maybe something beautiful on your journey, We would love to hear it. Or if you'd like to just vent and maybe turn some energy, we'd like to help you do that too. So you can give us a call. The number's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back after this break.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit stressdetective.net.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I'm Dawn Marie, your host. And great song, Benny, Listening to Your Heart.
I figured it was fairly appropriate for you.
Because really, you know, on our spiritual journey, listening to our hearts, really, really what it's all about. I don't know of anything else what it's really about. Even though sometimes that heart gets a little calloused and it gets a few bumps and bruises and some scrapes, you always have the ability to pick yourself up. At least I do. And I'm always thankful for those who are around me who allow me to pick myself up. Just sometimes just to hold a loving space or a conversation. I think that that's just the beautiful part of being on a spiritual journey is not somebody trying to fix me because, well, and nobody breaks me but myself. It's just literally letting someone else hold space, because we're never really alone. This I do know. And I actually do know this now. I actually know this. I say this with a great amount of love and respect. We're really never alone. We're really all connected. We actually really do all mirror each other in the most amazing way. So now, I mean, now if someone comes along that I'm not going to like, I'm going to have to look at him from a different perspective because they're really my greatest messenger. And they are a part of me. They're a part of the whole world. So, you know, there's some decays going on out there and some illnesses, you know, in different parts of the world. And, well, the best way I know to, you know, get rid of illness is to feed them chicken soup and some send them some love. So that's what I'll be working on. So I have Miss Johnny here in the studio today. And
good morning, Miss Dawn.
How are you, honey?
I'm hanging in there. I haven't had any of my pain meds yet this morning.
I know. You're going through a difficult time, aren't you?
I am.
Do you want to share?
Well, ever since I came back after the death of my father, I've had this excruciating pain in my shoulder that I've been being treated for. And it's funny, you know, I keep thinking of Louise Hay and how we carry our burdens, emotional burdens in our shoulder.
Right.
And I keep waiting.
For that emotional burden to leave?
Yeah, goodbye, I'm done now. So now I'm looking at taking a few weeks off of work on medical leave, and I'm just kind of hoping that there is
some... How many weeks you taking off?
Six.
Good. Because I'll tell you something. Your father's death, and of course, you know, condolences, but he's returned home now, so he's going to a lovely place. And the beauty of that is you always have the memory in your heart, which is a beautiful thing. But that may have been the final burden, but I'll guarantee you there are several other layers of burdens under that. It's not one thing that, you know, throws us in. We do carry our burdens on our shoulders. So it's not one burden. It's an accumulation. Maybe over a period of time.
Right.
Because how stressful is your job?
My job is extremely stressful. Like,
how many burdens do you think you put on your shoulders through that?
I don't know. Let's just count how many bottles of wine it takes to...
Right. A lot of burdens, huh?
It is. And I think with my father passing, it actually adds more. Even though he was in a bad place and he needed to go, he's better off, you know, in the light. It does add a few more burdens. With worrying about my mom and where she's at and what's going on, and she's across the country. So I can see where, you know.
So that's, you know, so look at burdens and break them down. You know, break them down from a healing perspective, okay? Because we have many kinds of burdens, all right? So the burdens from work, those are mental burdens. Yep. You're carrying a lot of mental pressure is what I'm hearing.
Definitely.
All right. The burdens from your family is emotional, and almost always emotional burdens, because we feel them so intensely, mental burdens will suppress. We'll just blow it off, or you might have a glass of wine. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not the best medicine, especially if it's gets out of control, but we find a way to self-medicate mental burdens.
You know, I totally see that. I do that all the time. And then I think it gets to a point, like my shoulder breaking down and literally bringing me to my knees and crying and having to go almost to the ER for help with this excruciating pain. That's a real wake-up call.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's almost like, I don't know, if we are able to break down the different pieces of this puzzle.
Absolutely.
Are we able to look at it in a way to solve it, or is it just acknowledging...
It is. You have to break it down in order to heal it if you really want to know the truth. There is no, I know of no other way. We must be willing to break it down. So, like, for example, it's your right, it's your right side.
All right. My sword arm.
Well, there's that warrior, there's that male. And, you know, I think that women have become really male dominant in this new time. And I think it's really okay for us to get back into the receptive female self. I myself am working on that. I can see where I became really dominant, and I think men are intimidated a little bit by it, by my strength for sure, because I have a lot of strength. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
And so, you know, we're not men. We're females. All right. So it's your right side, so you can lay down that sword. All right. And it's wounded right now. In fact, you probably can't pick the sword up even if you tried, can you?
You should see me try to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I keep telling my sweetie, you know, my left hand is just, it has no brains at all. Can't do anything.
Well, it's going to learn. So you break it down and you realize, okay, so that's my control male side, because that's, you know, that's what it is. Males are protective, and you've got to protect your cubs. Mm-hmm. You've got children, you know, you've got responsibilities. That's all coming from that right side.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, if I let down my guard or let that go for this 6-week healing period, then I will recover?
Well, it's a start. Now you got to go into the different memories of your patterns of what you perceive. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, all right, let me see if I can break this down for you specifically. We carry patterns within us. All right? It's
okay.
Like I have treasure chests.
Okay.
And I have treasure chests of my anger, which, you know, have been gifted to me throughout my lifetime, right?
Is that a big one? I have a big one.
It was bigger than I thought. Yeah, it was pretty big. I was like, whoa, look at all those beautiful treasures of anger. And then I've got one of fears, one of sorrows, one of insecurities. You know, but I've organized them now.
Okay.
All right? So let's just say hypothetically that in my treasure chest of anger, I have over 1,000 different feelings around anger. Can you comprehend that?
That's a lot to organize.
That's probably not even enough, but yeah. So now I've gotten to know 1,000 different feelings of anger in my body that I've shoved all. Oh, I had it in my big toe even. So now I've put them all in a treasure chest.
Okay.
Now, I've been working on this for, obviously, many, many years.
Yes.
You're not going to do this. But let's just say you're going to look for one source of anger. Because I'll guarantee you, you're going to have some anger connected to that burden.
Okay.
All right? So keep an open mind, because this is your loving self, and you're going to get to know that anger.
Okay.
You don't want this anger taking its toll on your shoulder. You want this anger now to become your friend.
Okay.
You want to get reacquainted.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to look at that anger, and then, so we're going to go find that. So you find the core of the anger, and you've got 6 weeks. You can get a lot of work done in 6 weeks.
Okay.
If you gave yourself a chance to work on this, you know, but you've got to watch projection, and you've got to watch what you send out into the world as well,
so
while you're working on your healing, because you're very vulnerable.
You mean when I find the anger, I'm mm-hmm. working on something mm-hmm. for me to not get angry at or be angry with people that I care about while I'm working through figuring out why I'm angry?
You probably will not get angry with them.
Okay.
Because usually, okay, so you know how I said I had 1,000 different angers?
Yeah.
Okay, that could have come from 1,000 different people.
Okay.
Usually if you're angry at somebody, it's always the same kind of anger.
Okay.
Like, if I get pissy at Benny and he did something, I am always going to get mad at Benny the same exact way.
Okay.
But if I get mad at you, you do something different. It's a different anger.
Okay.
I'm going to feel it different. It's going to affect my body differently. I'm going to get mad at you in a different way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So if I learn to recognize the anger and then acknowledge it and let it go, is that how I get past this?
Well, here's the step. Yes, you're going to recognize it. One, that there's an anger attached. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a sorrow attached to it, and there's a fear attached to it.
Okay.
So I'm just talking about the anger here.
Okay.
All right. And the body holds on to this, and it takes its toll. So we find the anger, and then we have to go find who the messenger of the anger is.
You mean who I got pissed at?
Yeah. Okay, because it's very important, all right? Because God bless that person, you know? They've gifted you with something, but you're using it against yourself instead of seeing the benefit of it.
Oh, okay.
You getting this?
I like when
Benny's
the light goes on.
Benny's shaking his head.
When the light goes
you're getting
on,
this,
it's good.
Right?
Yes.
Well, because we forget that.
We do.
Well, it's like anger is not a bad thing. It's not. Getting mad is cleansing. Crying is the tears are cleansing. Fears are working for us, not necessarily against us.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, okay, so this is your alchemy. This is your medicine.
Okay.
As a sacred human being, this is your journey and what you've taken on. So now your shoulder, See what happens when you overload things?
It's calling it quits.
It's like, oh, help me, God.
Vicodin, my new best friend.
Yeah, well, we don't want it to be your best friend.
No. We don't condone that.
No, but we certainly understand that you have to break a pain cycle.
Oh, yes.
And people get caught up in pain cycles.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm not a doctor. This is just stuff I have learned over 25 years of my own journey. And I've been blessed to work with some very important shamans in my life. I have been blessed to work with different medicines to help me get to these levels. So I'm really trying to simplify this.
So, well, to be honest, I was really upset about having to take that kind of time off of work to heal because it made me feel weak. I'm waiting for my boss to say he's disappointed. But, and then this morning, actually, I got kind of excited about it because, wow, this means I get to actually take the time I need to make myself better and to make my life better.
Step one, that's your feminine side.
So I should be kind of worried and nervous in this economy and job security, but I'm actually not.
Well, good.
I'm not at all. And I'm kind of, and I've been consciously telling myself, I notice myself all hunched. And so I'll sit and I'll go, okay, posture, relax, breathe, and give my attention to it. And it's getting way better, I think.
Oh, well, we're going to talk more about this. So stay tuned. You're listening to It's a New Day. I've actually got Johnny Glockner on with me today. And God bless her. She's sharing some of her healing journeys. And we're talking about healing and just manifesting what you want in your own spiritual journey. So stay tuned.
It's your heart that you betray. Feeding on your hungry eyes.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I'm Dawn Marie, and I love that song, The Warrior. It's a perfect song for what we're talking about, because I just did the Warrior Sage Workshop.
Makes me want to break out singing.
Well, when you get in there, you want to break out singing. So we were talking about your shoulder and...
The anger. And I'm not quite sure, how am I supposed to define this anger?
Okay. Good question. All right, because the body's a complex thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the location. You know that it's in the shoulder. The shoulder has pain. Okay? Now, here's what a lot of people do not realize. And this is how simple this can be.
I'm excited.
So when I'm working with somebody on this and to clear this kind of energy, mm-hmm. all right, you just want to take a deep breath. And you just want to relax. All right? And you just kind of want to become consciously aware of your physical body. Feel that pain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, the object is to talk to the pain and ask it. Ask it. Ask it a time. Ask it when it started hurting. Go to the memory.
So go to the memory of when it started hurting.
Right. I've already got your memory. It's already releasing to me. So you should be getting it here in just a second. So your body holds a memory. So you want to find the memory of whatever anger, fear, sorrow you're holding on in there. This is an origin because now all you've done from this time is repeated it to everybody else, even though it didn't belong to them.
Really?
One person gave it to you. Yeah. You like that? But then we start repeating it.
Is this like the holiday jelly, the gift that keeps on giving?
Yeah. You like that? Like,
not
oh,
really.
Thank you very much. That's
yummy.
A nice dose of anger. Gee, where'd you get that? Yummy.
Do you know, that's so funny. Now I feel really bad.
Do
if
ya?
I've been giving it to other people.
Oh, no, this is a good thing. See, this is sorrow. Yeah, we'll get to the sorrow. This is good, right? Because you're going to feel bad. But then you get to the wisdom. Now the wisdom is going to give you the whole understanding of why you were on the journey to start with.
Okay.
So all those other people that you're going to go, boo-hoo, I gave anger to and maybe was a little pissy to, boo-hoo. You know what? They're part of your soul's contract. They can handle it.
Okay.
Because you know what? Then you're going to come back and they're going to see you and they're going to go, yeah, man, she got it. And I was one of the instruments in helping her get it.
Or?
Well, or you never get it and God bless you. You know, then you're going to, it's going to turn into a real serious ailment and
so
you're
I'm
not going to like it.
I'm not sure if the anger started at work or if it started, it had to have been at work. My home life is pretty damn good.
Yeah. And it could have started at work, but it also could have started, you know, 17 years ago.
Oh, that one.
Well, I was waiting for you to get it because your body was already telling it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this my darling daughter?
Well, it's your darling daughter and, you know, you have an ex-husband and I know you're being very vulnerable here today, but, you know, all of that takes an accountability for what you physically feel and take on.
I agree. And I'm empathic to a fault.
Yeah.
And
very
so
sensitive.
I take it all on. And then when I get angry, it's just worse.
Right. And that shoulder probably feels really bad. How about the neck? It's got to travel up in there.
So my neck isn't nearly as bad as my shoulder. That was the surprising thing. Normally my neck is in pain and I know exactly what to do about that. Mm-hmm. And I take care of it. This is the first time I've ever had this kind of pain that does not go away. I'm not able to control it. I'm powerless to control it.
Mm-hmm.
So
So now it's time to address it.
Yeah.
So when you get to a powerless point, then you have the freedom of choice to address it. Now, this isn't for everybody, and I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I profoundly understand this. But if you want to address it, you have the memory in your body. And, you know, of course, I love you dearly, so I'll always help you walk through that journey if mm-hmm. you want. But it's sometimes the feelings of the memory are not so pleasant until we get through them one more time. Only this time you walk through it with a different mindset. You're not walking through it to learn it, to relearn it. You're walking through it to get to know it, to incorporate it, to understand it, and to find the wisdom so that the body can release it and you're going to put love there instead of, you know, this dark, you know, icky energy, which is only dark and icky because we haven't learned to love it yet. Because, I don't know, I don't believe that
so
dark energy exists in the light.
So for, just for the listener's sake and for my understanding,
mm-hmm.
I need to, once I identify at least one of those angers that have contributed to this pain,
mm-hmm.
I need to walk through it without the emotion of the time, you know, when I originally went through it. I need to look at what put that, what made me angry, what made me put that away and not resolve it at the time.
Yeah, and but don't suppress the emotion. You keep the emotion alive.
Okay.
Because the emotion is the feeling connected. And
okay.
we so don't want to feel that feeling. And you can't skip that.
Okay.
It's very important. What, you know, even when I was doing, when I got my gift and was able to go to that first breath and then go beyond,
uh-huh.
I cannot put into words the feelings.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was laughing or crying hysterically from what I got to see.
So feeling
it was
the
so
feelings,
beautiful.
That's where the healing is going to start?
Yes, because that's what releases the energy.
Okay.
That's the release. The body is really obedient. It's very obedient to us. You know, in the last few weeks, I have cleansed my body, and it's amazing. It's amazing how much more energy I have. It's amazing to me.
Wow.
And I always thought I needed that cup of coffee, that latte in the morning.
But you don't.
Oh. Well, one, I don't ever want to go through those headache withdrawals again. You know, I thought they were very painful and nothing would cut them. And two, no, I have more energy. I wake up going, yes. Yes, it's a great day. Let's go.
It's a new day.
Yeah, because I wake up, I'm not, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, all right.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So it's like finding, taking care of the body and, you know, I just went to an intense workshop, so I got to do a lot of cleansing. I wanted to get to a certain spot, so I got to release, you know, a lot of things that weren't necessarily working for me anymore.
Right.
Well, they were working. They just weren't working for me.
Okay.
They were kind of my little nemesis within my side. You know, we have naughty sides to us. Sometimes my little child in there gets just darn right naughty. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? Wait a second. What are you getting me into here? Hey, hold on. Hold on now. Seriously.
That's wisdom. Recognizing when your child is being naughty.
Yeah. You got to go, hey, wait, me and my child are going to take a time out. We are going to take a time out. We'll be back when I get her in check and balance. So it's learning yourself. And, you know, I do have a great sense of humor. I didn't always have a sense of humor, you know, but I've had to learn to say, oh, okay, this is funny. Because I'll tell you, the time that the issue went in there, it wasn't funny. But, you know, you're not 17 years younger. You're 17 years wiser. So whatever happened back in that time frame, you're a different person. I'll guarantee you, you don't think the same. You don't look at the world the same. You've grown tremendously. And don't you think you can now lovingly go back and say, let's go find this and see what's going on?
I do. I think I can.
I know you can. And I know a lot of people can. And what I love is there's a lot of great healers out there right now. Hypnotherapy, by the way, folks, is something that I have had tremendous amount of success with in my spiritual journey. I don't think I could have done it without my good friend Carol Wiley, who carried me for two, 3 years in hypnotherapy, just releasing mass amounts of stuff. There are lots of great healers out there helping us to hold the energy in our body, to gently release it. And that's really what it's come down to for you. It's gotten to the point where you no longer could manage it.
That's exactly it. I got a wake up call.
Yeah. So now it's time to release. And we'll help you do that.
I'm excited about
it. I'll help you do that. Okay. And I want to thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
And I want to thank everybody out there who took the time to listen. Hopefully you got something exciting from today's show. Next week I've got Satya and Raja on my show from The Warrior Sage. Talk about a wise man. You're going to want to tune in. I'm looking forward to it. Have a great week, everybody, and God bless.